Welcome to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We are located in Winterville, right outside of Athens, Georgia, and are led by our senior pastor, Ed Walden. Our mission is to be a Book of Acts church in this modern world, to build a strong and unified church family, and to see lives saved and changed by the power of Jesus Christ. We hope that in listening today, you will be strengthened, encouraged, blessed, and restored.
If you want to turn with me in your Bibles to Psalm 46, I'm actually going to read the Amplified Version so you can follow along on the screen if you like. It says, God is our refuge and strength. He is mighty. And I'm not even going to try to say that word, honestly. I've practiced this word 10 times. I can't do it. It's okay. He is a very present help and well-proved help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, and though the mountains be shaken and slip into the heart of the seas, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its roaring, Selah. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy dwelling places of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, in his city. She will not be moved. God will help her when the morning dawns. The nations made an uproar. The kingdoms tottered and were moved. He raised his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold, our refuge in a high tower, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has brought desolations and wonders on the earth. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow into pieces and snaps the spear in two. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know, recognize, understand that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold, our refuge, our high tower. Selah. Selah means to pause and to think on it. I'm sure that we have all heard the analogy, it's who you know. This phrase is often used to describe relationships and connections that can sometimes be just as much or even more than your knowledge, talent, skills, and qualifications. It suggests that having the right connections can open doors that might be closed otherwise. It's the idea that success, opportunity, and influence that we have is not based on only what we know, but on who we know. I believe that God wants to remind us all today that we don't have to know everything, but we've got to know him. We've got to know who the Lord is. When we face trials and tribulations, when we face challenges and hard decisions, when things are just not going according to our plans and our future no longer seems promising, when the facts are the facts and all odds are stacked against us, it's about who we know. God is the creator of all things. He created all things. He has dominion over all things. He reigns supreme. There's no one higher than he is. His name is above every name. Anything you can name is above every name. Nothing and no one is above him, equal, and nothing is outside of the control of the Almighty God. God's authority is ultimate. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. What manner of man is this that even the winds obey him? When you know this kind of God, you can trust and you can believe that he is going to take care of you. Psalm 46 and 10, it says, be still and know that I am God. Let God do what God does. Let him be in complete control. Y'all know me and y'all know I have to tell myself that every day. I'm a control freak. I already know it. I got to have it right. I got to do it this way. Me and my pastor's wife have had several conversations about this. Me and my husband, I've had several conversations about this. And it's hard. It's hard to release control But the Bible says that you can cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. And it feels so much better when you give God everything. When you don't try to hold on to something and you can give it to him, your mind is so free. You can worship the way you want to worship. You can minister the way that you want to minister. You can do what God called you to do when you cast all your cares on him. Nothing in this life and in your life happens outside of God's knowledge. Romans 8:20-8, it says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose." I'm the called. Are y'all the called today? I'm the called. This is the time. This is the time to understand who you are. This is the time to understand what you can do. This is the time. We know who he is, and he knows everything, so we don't have to know everything. We seek first the kingdom, and everything else is added. We may not know and quote every scripture that's in the Bible, but we know the one who spoke it all into existence. I know who I'm talking to this morning. I'm talking to a people who's been through the fire, who's been tried, and is come out like gold. I see every single one of you walking in your purpose. I see every single one of you doing what God called you to do, despite what you've been through. I'm talking to some people today who have been confused, who have been hurt, who has had the rug pulled out from under them, but somehow the peace of God that passes all understanding is evident in your life. I want to encourage you today to let your testimony encourage your brothers and your sisters. This world is lost. Life is hard, and I know that. Trust me, I know. My pastor's family knows because I've cried to them, and I'm like, life is life. But time would fail me to tell all that the Lord has done for me and all that the Lord has kept me from. And I know I'm not the only one today. I know that there are people in here today that can say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I wouldn't be sitting here today. I wouldn't be standing here today. I wouldn't be singing. I wouldn't be teaching. I wouldn't be doing these things if it weren't for the Lord. We've got to understand who we serve, just like Abigail said. When you understand who God is, you can understand who you are. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. We have a promise for a new morning, a new thing, a new season. Joy is coming in the morning, but did you know there's joy in your morning? There is joy unspeakable. There is a time of mourning and a time and a season, but you can still have a joy that the world don't give and the world can't take away. Isaiah 61:3, it says, "He will give you beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness." Can anyone else testify in here that because of who you know, your life is just better? Before I came to the Lord, my life was nothing, nothing. Sometimes I still feel like it's nothing, but I have to take it off of me and I have to look and I say, God is everything, so my life has to be worth something. I just want to testify that we know a lot about God. If you read the word, it's impossible to not know what he does and who his character is. But I want to testify and say that my God doesn't just make a way. He is the way maker. My God doesn't just heal, he is the healer. My God doesn't just provide, he's the provider. When we look at our bank account and we're like, we don't got it, but God's got it. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. When we don't have confidence and we don't have something that we can look towards God, we can look toward the heavens and we say, God, direct me, order my steps, direct my paths, God. I want to live in you. I want to breathe you. I want to do everything that I can to please the Lord. Whatever you need, God is. It is about who you know. He's the creator of all things. He's the source of life. He's the holy one. He's the faithful one. Deuteronomy 32:4, it says, he is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are just. A God of faithfulness without iniquity. He is just. He is upright as he. What you're doing and what you're going through today is not permanent. But God is eternal. He's the beginning and the end. He's the first. He's the last. He's all-knowing. He's all-powerful. He's the Father. He's the Son. He's the Holy Ghost. We serve a oneness God. Remind yourself who your Father is today. Before you were formed, He knew you. Before anything was spoken, He knew who you were. He loves you. He protects you. He goes before you. When you find yourself in these moments where you feel like everything's falling apart and nothing's going right, God has already been there, done that, and He says, come on, I want to take you because I know where you need to go. He leads our paths. He's not just blind and just, okay, I'm just going to go, you know, you're going to follow me and you're just going to trust me. God knows what He's talking about. He knows what path is going to lead you to destruction. He knows what path is going to lead you to your purpose and to your calling. Psalm 23, I'm going to read the Amplified version. The Lord is my shepherd, to feed, to guide, and to shield me. I shall not want. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still in the quiet waters. He refreshes and He restores my soul, my life. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His namesake. It says paths. That's plural. Any path you take, God can lead you through. Even though I walk through the sunless valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for You are with me. For Your rod to protect and Your staff to guide, they comfort and console me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed and refreshed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord throughout all my days, in the presence of the Lord. If you want to stand with me and the musicians can come. Musicians. Isaiah 43 and 19, I'm going to read the Amplified version. It says, listen carefully. I'm about to do a new thing. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even put a road in the wilderness and a river in the desert. I want you to remember today that the season that you're in is not going to last forever, and God is going to do a new thing. I know you've been waiting for a change, but just stay faithful because He's faithful. Mama Eberhardt always says that God is a good record keeper. He knows who you are. He wants you to know who He is. Stay faithful to God. And I'm going to end with this story. In 1 Kings, the prophet Elijah prayed for rain after a long drought. And his servants looked seven times, and he saw a cloud the size of a man's hand arising from the sea. Elijah recognized this small sign as God's answer, telling King Ahab to prepare his chariot and to go home before the impending rain came. The servant's observation of this small cloud on the seventh try symbolized the powerful manifestation of God's will. Even when starting from something seemingly insignificant and was followed by a great downpour of rain that ended the drought, Elijah knew somebody. He knew a God that would hear his prayer. He knew a God that would answer his prayer, and he stayed faithful. And God's making a way for you right now. He's making room for you. Sometimes it shows up like a cloud the size of a man's hand. It may look small, and it may not look like much has changed yet. But it's proof that God is moving. He's always working. It's proof that His goodness is already at work in your life. If He was faithful to send the rain then, He'll be faithful to pour it out on us now. That little cloud is enough to remind me that the same God who kept me is the same God who will bring me out, who will bring you out, the same God who's been good every step of the way, even when we can't see it. He's not done yet. I want to open these altars, and I want us to think about the time that we have had over the past few months. I've been hurt and I've been broken in my life, and God has restored me every time. I have been nothing, but with God, I'm everything. I'm everything to the Lord. They sang it today. There is no shadow, there is no dark place that God will not light up in your life and tell you, get back to me. Come back to me. He loves you. He cares for you.
Thank you for listening to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We pray that you have been encouraged and changed by what you heard today. To keep up with RAC, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. can also visit our website at restorationapostolic.org. Be blessed in Jesus' name.